From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Despite a promised veto, the Senate has passed a bill authorizing the Keystone XL pipeline. As Susan Phillips of member station WHYY reports, President Obama faced pressure to stick to that promise during a stop Thursday in Philadelphia.
As President Obama's motorcade made its way to a hotel in downtown Philadelphia, dozens of environmentalists who oppose the pipeline project greeted him.
Reject Keystone XL! Reject Keystone XL!
Matt Walker is with the Clean Air Council.
Tonight's rally is to make sure that the president keeps his promise to veto Keystone XL and actually outright rejects it.
The Keystone XL has become a rallying cry for climate change activists who want to see the country move away from fossil fuels. The pipeline may well become the first real showdown between the new Congress and the president. The White House says Obama's decision on the pipeline will wait for a completion of a State Department review. For NPR News, I'm Susan Phillips in Philadelphia.
A bipartisan bill before the Senate would repeal all restrictions on U.S. citizens traveling to Cuba. Florida Republican Jeff Flake says the move could hasten changes there.
There are no guarantees that this will bring democracy next year or the next, but I think it's far more likely to set conditions where democracy will come sooner.
Flake and the other sponsors of the bill say there may be enough support to get it passed if GOP leaders allow the measure to come up for a vote. President Obama and Cuba's President Raul Castro announced earlier this month that they would work toward restoring diplomatic relations between the two countries for the first time in over half a century. European Union foreign ministers have decided to extend existing sanctions on Russia for its actions in eastern Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports that the EU will also be considering further restrictive measures against Moscow, depending upon what happens on the ground.
EU foreign ministers called the emergency session in reaction to a dramatic escalation in violence against civilians in eastern Ukraine. They approved the extension by 6 months of measures already in place on Moscow, otherwise due to be re-examined in March. More individuals and companies may be slapped with visa bans and asset freezes when ministers meet again February 9th. And EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says they also decided to look into what further steps might be taken if the situation continues to deteriorate. She says all options are on the table.
When we say any action, it means any.
Mogherini says it's hoped this puts enough pressure on Russia to, in her words, make positive steps. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
On Asian stock markets, shares are mixed lower in Shanghai on mixed earnings reports and following a rebound on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 225 points after two consecutive losing sessions. This is NPR News. Federal safety regulators are looking into the death of a Texas man involved in the crash of a car equipped with the Takata airbags. Florida Senator Bill Nelson says the motorist died in a low-speed crash in the Houston area earlier this month when his airbag exploded. Honda says the man's car was under recall but had never been repaired. The Environmental Protection Agency is kicking off a series of public hearings across the nation on new rules to reduce smog. From member station KERA in Dallas, Lauren Silverman reports that the proposed rules would ratchet down the acceptable level of pollution.
Nationwide, nearly 360 counties have smog levels higher than the new standards proposed by the EPA. More than two dozen of those counties are in Texas. Allison Beckwith from Keller wants tougher smog rules so that her son, who has asthma, is safe to play outdoors.
On days when the ozone is not as good, it really impacts his ability to breathe well, and so we have to limit how much he can go outside.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality and industries that might have to lower emissions say stricter standards aren't necessary. The EPA will accept written comments on the proposed standards until March and issue a final rule by October. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Silverman in Dallas.
A new study by MIT suggests that credit card data is not quite as anonymous as promised. Scientists showed that they can identify anyone with more than 90% accuracy by looking at just four purchases, three if the price is included. The study focused on 1 million people in unnamed developed country. This is NPR News in Washington.